happening, y'all? Welcome back. This is episode 161 of Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow, the number one Arrowverse podcast on Pornhub. I am your host, the self-knighted Sir Cuss-a-Lot Travis Pointer, aka the Dragon King, aka Big T, aka T Money, aka Sweet T, aka Black Merlin, aka the HNIC. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, who looks like she just got surprised by something, Mara the Shark Watkins.
No, I accidentally disassociated, but I caught myself.
Oh.
It was like one of those moments where, like, my brain just went off for a second.
Somewhere else, yeah.
Yeah. And I was just like, come back in. I'm here.
Are you?
Yes.
You here? Are you with me, Mara?
I'm literally touching your legs right now.
Nice.
I can't wait till one day we actually do a special where we are actually literally in the same room to record and I can literally touch your leg and be like, I'm physically touching you.
The whole podcast would just be me like, Mara, why are you being creepy?
It would just be like, can you please stop trying to tuck your foot underneath my knee, because I do that when I'm cold. Ask Logan. Like, look, I will literally play footsies with Logan. We hold toes sometimes.
I will ask.
I hate it though, but I love it, but I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
I hate touching other people's feet and I hate people touching my feet. So
I get it.
But I love touching Logan. So it's just like, so sometimes under the, like, I won't even realize I'm doing it.
Yeah. Very understandable.
Sometimes just like literally, I won't even realize I'm doing it until she says something about it. And I'll just be like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was touching you. Like,
oh boy. Special.
Physical touch. It's like my second love language.
Oh, that's my first.
So, no, quality time is my first. That's why I love her.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, we're not here to talk about Mara's weird foot habits, though. What we're here to talk about is the Arrowverse on the CW. That being, you know, Supergirl, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, Black Lightning, Batwoman, Stargirl, Superman and Lois, you know, all them folks.
I think you said them all.
I'm just going to assume I did. Like, I need to just get to the point where I just assume I've said them all from now on, because overthinking it afterwards isn't helping anybody, because I always end up just saying I said them all anyway. So it's just, why even bother thinking about it? Just assume you said them all and move on.
You're right.
Let's see if I can actually do that, though.
I just wanted to see, like, because I realized this time I think I was like listing them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think he said them all. Because I, like, I know most weeks I say, yeah, I think so. I'm never actually this time, sure. Yeah, this time I was pretty certain.
Good. All right, then. So we got
to start with Supergirl, because I don't want to talk about that much long.
I mean, this one actually was like not as bad as others.
I don't enjoy watching
Supergirl. I mean, I know. I'm ready for it to be over with too. But this one, like, it wasn't good, but it wasn't as bad as the others have been. Like, this time it wasn't her that made the inspiring speech at the end.
It was still a very long PSA episode.
It was. And it's just, there's a way to have a message and still be interesting. And they used to do that. There was a time when Supergirl was able to do that. I don't know what happened, but at some point they were just like, no, we're just gonna, to get the point across of, you know, the message we're trying to tell in this episode, we're gonna have her literally say it at the end.
I won't lie, this episode reminds, so, like, you know, I'm a big SVU fan. So much that, you know, that I it's pretty much my comfort show. Like, I'll watch it just to hear noise, to actually just watch something to pass time, to fall asleep to.
Yeah. With The Office. Yeah.
So I've been rewatching it for like 12th time, let's just say. I'm ballparking. And I've been pointing out lately with the earlier season. So like I'm in like the beginning of 11 right now, but like especially like the earlier episode, the earlier seasons, I've noticed the way they talk about certain stats sounds like it's ripped right out of a pamphlet. And I was just like, yo, PSA moment. So when I was watching this episode, hearing them talk about the issue at hand, I was just like, oh, this feels like it's pulled right off of an info sheet.
Hmm.
Also, I have this thing about like, I'm getting a little bit tired of Card or Supergirl being the only superhero who seems to be talking about social change and like systemic change and social justice. I mean, besides Black Lightning, but I mean currently.
Mm-hmm. Well, Batwoman's off the air, so we're not off the air, but they're on break now. So
you know. Yeah,
because Batwoman was definitely doing that this season. So that we had Batwoman, Touché. We had Black Lightning, and Supergirl. Supergirl's going away though, so
they keep trying to make this woman the face of it though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what are you gonna do? Who needs to be the one who's talking about prison reform and gentrification? I know. Let's not the get one, this blonde white woman.
Blonde white woman who puts people in jail too. Like,
yeah. You're probably not the one. And she figured that out. Like, it shouldn't be me. Maybe it should be Orlando.
Just maybe.
Yeah. Maybe it should be the people who it actually affects, not me who sits on high and judges people.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what she does.
But let's get into the episode. Since
do we have
now.
To?
No.
Okay. Let's move on.
There's a racist councilwoman. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. Yeah. I do want to point out that, like, as, you know, fucked up as it is, I kind of enjoyed the irony of they went through all this to save that building and Nixley just says fuck it and destroys it.
Yo, I was like, that was such a cunt move.
It was completely unnecessary. Completely unnecessary.
But you understood what she was talking about. You understood why she did it, but it was still such a cunty
exactly.
move.
Exactly. Like, I get it. Like, you know, it's like that meme that's taken from Falcon and Winter Soldier. Like, she's out of line, but she's right.
Like,
it's
just... like, she wildin', but she's not wrong.
Yeah, yeah. She did kind of keep her from going home. Like, she... I don't even remember what her reasoning was. She probably said something about doing something evil in Kara, you know, being the judgmental, high and mighty person she is, decided.
Yeah, I forgot why Kara was just like, yeah, nah, you should stay here.
Yeah.
Essentially.
I think it was like she was talking about going back and like fucking up all the pixies or something. Something that ain't none of her business.
Yeah, that wouldn't really affect Kara, but Kara gonna make it her fucking business.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what it was. She was
it's
like going back and getting revenge on her father and all the pixies that put her there and all that kind of shit, which if I got put in the Phantom Zone, I'd want revenge too. So.
Hello.
Yeah. Anyway. This whole thing kicks off with,
excuse me.
They kick it off with Mia, right?
Yeah, Nia's mom is back.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, she pops out of the dream thing. Nixley's there. He's like, all right, worked, you're out and all that kind of stuff. We got a deal, right? She's like, yeah, but while your mother's here, you can't leave this apartment. And yeah, that's how it works. And, you know, because fuck you. But also, Nixley's powers are gone. He used the ball of power to do it and bring her back. For those 24 hours. Turns out her mother was the owl.
That was trying to get her to stop.
Yeah.
And her sister's a raven.
Yeah. Not the three-eyed raven. That's a different raven. But
yeah.
It would be more interesting if her sister was the three-eyed raven. But she wasn't. Because, you know. I guess they can't do that. It's Warner Brothers. They could do it if they wanted to. But,
it could, but in all honesty, still the way that series ended, I don't want to bring any more confusion into it by conjoining it with the Arrowverse.
That could be how you save it.
Maybe, but I don't see it going that well.
Turns out that what's west of Westeros is National City.
That's what's west, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Arya's going to come up on shore in National City.
I was going to say, is National City on the ocean? And I was like, yeah, it is.
I remember seeing water, so.
Yeah. It's Smallville, that's not.
Right. Smallville's landlocked. It's in Kansas.
But yeah, it's somehow still so close to Gotham, which is apparently not so far from New York, so I don't understand how any of their geography works.
Why do you think it's close to Gotham?
I'm also just talking broadly about the different universes, like with Snyder's version of it.
Oh, well, that's Metropolis, not Smallville, though, right?
Did I say Smallville?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I definitely meant Metropolis.
Oh, yeah, Metropolis is supposed to be kind of like, you know, another city like New York. So it's probably up in the New England area, too. So.
But Metropolis is supposed to be not that far from small. That's what I'm saying. Like, the geography, the shit don't work.
Yeah, who knows?
But it's all right. What can you do?
Not much. Yeah.
Just accept it.
It's best if you don't overthink it.
I can't not.
Brainy and Kara do a PSA about eating your greens. Alex is training Kelly.
I feel like I could make Luna watch that and she still wouldn't want to eat her greens.
I mean, they didn't do a very good job of getting people to want to eat their greens. You know, they got a lot of views. That don't mean people listen. housing stuff going on. You know, Orlando and Jordan lost their housing. Huh. Orlando Jordan. A wrestler from back in the day. Sorry, I know you didn't. That didn't register for you. It's fine. There was a wrestler named Orlando Jordan back in the day.
In my mind, I was like, "Is that a porn star?"
That would be a solid porn star name, but no, he's not a porn star. He is a former wrestler in the WWE, and he was actually an openly gay wrestler. People knew he was gay and all that, and it was cool.
Like, oh. So there's a chance that at some point, no, I'm joking, because that has nothing to do with the other.
Were you suggesting that because he was gay at some point he did gay porn?
No, I was going to say just porn in general, but then I was like, those two things have nothing to do with each other.
I mean, he was a wrestler. He was, you know, quite muscular and well built. I'm sure he'd make good money in porn. I don't know how, you know, what he's working with package-wise, but, you know.
But I'm sure he can act, which I'm sure is all they care about.
Yeah, that's what they care about. Anyway.
Brought to you by, not Pornhub.
Not brought to you by Pornhub, but on Pornhub.
Yes.
Know. Anyway. Yeah, they're losing their housing. Some tech companies, you know, bought the area and all that, trying to build up a, you know, complex there and all that shit. Supergirl's like, yo,
they're gentrifying the area.
Yeah, yeah. Same old story, you know.
People just trying to fight against it, but this time someone was able to give people a platform.
Yeah, yeah. I hear that's what happened to Brooklyn. Is that what happened to Brooklyn?
No, we didn't get the platform.
No, I'm talking about the white people taking it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They're starting to merge more uptown too.
I don't know what that means.
North.
I mean, I assume uptown would mean north, but I don't know the different boroughs.
Oh, I mean, they're still just going through the boroughs. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Luke Cage will keep him out of Harlem.
Harlem Strong.
Nixley gets captured. She gets let go because she doesn't have her powers anymore. She's like, yo, I can help you get Supergirl though. And
we all know this is really just a ploy for her to get Supergirl.
Yeah. And like, yo, we need an engineer though. And he's like, yo, I can get us an engineer. Oh my God. There's so much left.
I told you we didn't have to do it.
Ah, but we do.
Do you want to do it by section, like by each story?
Sure. Here, you. Yeah, I'll let you take the lead. Tell you. You do it that way.
All right. So to close, let's close out Nia, because we don't see her past her swearing vengeance on Nixley. So you know, she does the training. She does, you know, trying to get a hold on her powers better with Mama Bear, Mama Bird. And, you know, eventually she asked her like some question about what does the ravens mean? And I was like, what do the ravens mean? Ravens symbolize her sister. I don't remember why they represent her sister, but either her sister's a bird or something about ravens is very particular about her sister. so it's pretty much like Nia puts together, like, it has something to do, you know, it has to do, the ravens have to do with, you know, it's about her sister Maeve, right? That's her sister, right? I'm assuming sure. So because she was talking about Maeve was supposed to
Maeve is her sister.
Yeah, Maeve was expecting to get the dreamer powers and you know, Nia got them. So it still hurt their relationship and all that jazz. And then her mother said, yeah, you can fix that, but you also got to undo the shit that you did, which was let Nixley out. And then, you know, she's done, like, you know, her time was up and she dips out. She's like, yo, make sure you take care of Nixley though, because you need to do something.
Yeah, fix your mess. All right. Fix your mess.
And Nia then swears vengeance on Nixley to undo what she's done. Boom. We're done.
How dare you give me what I asked you for?
Right. Kelly is training to be Spartan and she realizes that she also does not have superpowers or super strength. So she questions her ability to be Spartan.
You didn't know that yesterday?
Right. So she's apparently shocked that she has none of those things and that she actually has to train, but that she also does have some skill. But she was like, I didn't learn the thing that I was asked to learn. And they were just
exactly like, exactly the way I was told to do it. And she's like, yo, you
listen. But you did it better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, someone very wise once said, you know, doesn't matter how you find the pot of gold as long as you catch the leprechaun. All right. So just.
Yeah. So she, Kelly was all up in that. At some point she did get to save the ravens.
Yeah, she was.
Kelly eventually saves the racist councilwoman when shit starts going down later on. And she realizes that it's all in here. She got it. Yeah. Which means.
We're going to have another discussion about it being all in here with another show. I'm so sick of this shit. Anyway, keep going.
Which means by next week, Kelly will be uniformed and all of a sudden great at what she does. So just be prepared for that.
Whatever, bro.
For story progression. Andrea proposes to Kara and William that Supergirl does a social media takeover to push her cause.
Disappointed that she didn't get on one knee.
Well, in her defense, like, she's still her boss. And she was more just like saying, do this.
That's not much of a proposal. It's more of a demand.
It's how she said it. It's just kind of like, you should offer this to Supergirl, but you knew in the back of that message was that is what you're going to do because that's what the story is.
Like those emails you get from, you know, the upper echelon when they're like, gentle reminder, which is really do this now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that happens on top of that dumb vegetable PSA going on. And then bringing it into Kara as Supergirl is trying to convince the council to vote against this project so that people who are former convicts and other people who live there can lower actually income, lower income people can actually afford to live somewhere because they'll just end up being displaced. So pretty much Kara was on a mission to show why gentrification is bad, even though we are already aware that it is bad.
Yeah. And even the people in charge know it's bad. They just do it anyway because they don't care.
Yep. So in all that, with this same building, Nixley has that engineer that
One thing I wanted to point out, when it did that social media thing where she was like answering people's questions, I'm like, are you gonna actually like really answer the questions, or are you just gonna say surface level shit that nobody cares about?
Surface level shit.
Because that's what she was doing. They're like, but it's you know human interest problem. And I'm like, what does that even mean? Tell them what the problem is. Tell them why. But you didn't, which is why everybody says no, fuck you. Like, you didn't tell them anything. Like, I wasn't watching this alone. I had somebody, someone was watching with me, and they were saying the same shit. Just like, she's not actually saying anything. I'm like, she never does. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, so during this, Nixley had that with that weird dude who is someone who used to be part of the menagerie with
he was part of a menagerie trois with who?
No, the menagerie. Yeah. With I think someone named Maxim.
They were saying the name, and I'm like, I should probably look up who that was, because I think that he was, you know, whoever this person was.
He was on the show before,
and I should know who that is, but then I decided I don't care. So, go ahead.
So, I just wrote Maxim with question marks every time.
I don't think it was Maxim, but, you know.
Or Maxim, something within that sound.
Sure. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Again, don't care, so...
But he used to be this dude used to be a different color, but anywho, he took that engineer. They built what is it's a cryo something, but I'm gonna just call it an ice bomb because essentially that's what it was.
Cryo nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember I wrote that down because it was like, that's made up.
But
go ahead.
But yeah, so the ice bomb goes off during the press conference after Orlando gives his "see us" speech. That was probably the only touching part for me. Mm-hmm. Was hearing someone say just "see us." He didn't ask them to vote no. He just said, when you vote, just see my face when you do it.
Mm-hmm. And you decide if it's worth it to you. You know, how much do you suck as a person? You decide that.
Right. So niggas is trapped and they get out because Brainy conveniently has a ship on standby.
He's always had the ship. So
it just, I don't know. In that moment, I was like, I don't know why I feel like this ship could have been more useful like 5 minutes ago, as opposed to waiting till they're on the balcony. Everyone's just like, damn, we're going to die. And he was like, oh, wait, no. Boop, boop.
Yeah, it was parked on the roof. So it was just like, that's how they got there. So it was just like, I brought you out here for a reason, because we were going to get on the ship. So
it was kind of like, we were getting to that. Relax.
Yeah, basically. Because you know, that's how Brainy is. Just like, he had the plan all in his head. So he just like, everybody just do what I say and it's fine.
Yeah, just chill out.
Kind of the way I work with a lot of stuff, but I just tell y'all do stuff and don't worry about everything else. Just do what I tell you to do and we'll be good. Yeah. Which I know is not the best way to go about things all the time, but you know, I do it anyway because like Brainy is just like, I don't care. You'll be all right.
But so Kara destroys the ice bomb with John.
With the laser eyes, while he was holding off the little ice shit so people can move faster. We'll get away. Yeah.
And at first I thought like something had happened to John, only because of the face he made when the ship blew up. Like, I was like, the ice just cut John and now he's gonna have frostbite internally or some shit. Like,
now, ice doesn't bother Martians, it's fire that's the problem.
It was nice to know that nothing happened to John. But then we see that Nixley absorbed all the debris, which in turn gave her back her powers. I forget why Kara was going back to the building, but she went to go check something back out the building where Nixley trapped her and then was like, watch me destroy this building you just fucking saved. And then she's just like, so she tells her, you know, you're bound by magic and only magic can beat magic. And Mr. Pitslet was summoned and he is back. And that was the end of Supergirl.
Yeah, she called Mixie like, yo, get this crazy motherfucker here. Cause
get your cousin and get out.
Yeah. And that was one of those things like, oh, damn, she called on Mixie. Okay. I wasn't expecting this so soon. I expected a Mixie versus Nixley thing, but yeah. Yeah, that was Supergirl. Where you want to go next? You want to hit the next chapter of Summer School, or do you want to hit the Legends finale?
Let's do Summer School.
Okay. Here we go. So
chapter five.
So tell me what happened at the very beginning of this episode, because I missed it. And then I'm like, I'm going to go back and watch the beginning later. And I didn't. So
go ahead. Gotcha. So it starts 10 years ago. We get a flashback of what I assumed was Cindy. And so it's a younger Cindy with her actual mom.
Oh, what does actual mom look like?
I'm hesitant to say she looks Asian because I'm not really 100% sure what Cindy is supposed to be, but like,
she looks like she might be part Asian. So that kind of, you know, at least part.
Yeah. Because like, well, I don't know. Like I was under the impression that her father before
Dragon Face. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I thought he was Asian.
I think so.
I'm gonna look that up and we'll know before the episode's over. But she looks very different from the one that we saw, you know, that we've seen her call mom and who is now disintegrated in dust.
Mm-hmm.
So she's screaming out for her mom. She says that I saw dad. He wants to change me, but I don't want to be like him. And her mom tells her that everything's fine. He'll never find them and all that stuff, which lets me know, yep, he's about to find them. Also because she ends up with him. So at some point, so we do know that, you know, it will happen. And definitely, she does. And and then you see like a dark figure, you know, come from the darkness, and you hear her scream from the outside and you assume that he took her. That was my assumption, that this was when this is her dad snatching her up. Mm-hmm. So then we flash forward to the current time where Cindy is current, and we see her looking at Cameron from across the street, to which his
Cameron,
Icicle son.
Oh, I keep forgetting his name. I keep calling him Baby Icicle. So
you know, it's crazy. I kept writing his name as Isaac in my notes, and I realized that's the other kid.
Isaac is the fiddler's kid, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then so it wasn't until they said his name later on that I was like, oh, that's Cameron. Whoops.
Yeah, I literally had in my notes something with Cindy that I didn't see. I got to like right on the end of the Cindy stuff. So, yeah. So I watched most of this live.
So, his grandmother.
Legends is the only thing I didn't see live. Anyway, go ahead.
Gotcha. Icicle's mother, you know, she says to Cindy to leave her grandson alone and leave him out of whatever misdoing she's planning on doing. And then, so, you know, they Cindy has to throw a verbal jab about Jordan. And then we see his mom breathe very cold breath, which tells us mama has the power too.
So this is a family thing. This is inherited.
Yeah, it has to be.
It wasn't something special with Jordan, you know.
Yeah.
As we see later on, because, you know, Cameron.
Yeah.
But we didn't know that yet.
Yeah, no. So it goes back over to later on, and Pat catches Courtney sneaking back into the house after curfew.
Because teenagers
are stupid. And he asks her where she's been. She said, "I went looking for the shade because I want more answers."
See, this is one of those things where
teenagers demanding shit.
Teenagers doing dumb shit. And also, it's good that it wasn't me, because on either side of this, because had I been Courtney and came home like, "Where you been?" My immediate response would have been, "At your mama house, motherfucker." But
oh my god.
On the other hand, if she came back at me with that smart shit, I'm just like, "Listen, I'm tired of your nonsense. I should be fucking your mother right now, and you
out and about."
Yeah.
And the part that sucked more was that he came in there to tell her some more stuff.
Exactly. Like, I could have already told you this and been balls deep in your mama right now, and you are making this difficult. Yeah, I said it. You're going to get another sibling soon.
Pop, pop. Something tells me that they are not planning more children.
Probably not, but I'd say it anyway.
I'm dead.
Because I need the image in her head of me fucking her mother, because she keep trying me.
That is horrible.
She keep trying them.
I'm just saying, that's horrible.
It's horrible the way she treats him too.
That is true.
Not as bad as Mike, but still bad. Mike's the worst. He's lonely. Yeah, well, he shouldn't be such a little piece of shit. People would be more likely to want to be around you. You wouldn't be lonely if you weren't so shitty. I should stop that. That's not his fault. He still sucks, though. It's not his fault that he sucks, but he sucks.
Yeah, the Dragon King is Japanese.
Travis.
He's Japanese.
Dragon King is Travis.
In the show that we are talking about, the Dragon King is Japanese.
In the show we're talking about, the Dragon King of that show lives in my shadow.
If you say so.
I do.
But yeah, so Cindy is on the one side, at least half Japanese, but the woman that they did have playing her mother did also look of an Asian descent, so to me.
Which nation in Asia?
I don't know.
You don't know? You can't tell? You just throw out an Asian because you don't know?
I'm throwing out a blanket.
You're racist.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, no, I'm not.
Oh man, she's not, y'all. She's not racist against anyone of Asian descent. It's black men that she hates.
No, it's not.
Oh man, that was a running thing for a while, and I can't remember why.
Because I kept ragging on Jimmy.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
It's because of Supergirl.
all goes back to Supergirl. Yeah, yeah. I do. I must say, I remember that being a thing. I just couldn't remember why. Anyway, yeah, but they have a disagreement about, you know, going to the Shade for help. Pat's like, you can't do that. He's bad, and she's like, yeah, but that don't mean he's evil. There's a difference, which is what the Shade told her. Because okay, you can definitely believe him. But at the same time, you know, he's kind of right. What are you saying?
I did want to add, because I kept looking further into it, the girl who plays Cindy Berman is half Asian on her mother's side.
Just Asian?
Half. It says half Asian. I'm literally reading that word for word.
From where?
Let's see if I could find it out. It just says half Asian.
They don't know either. Mm-mm-mm.
I don't even know what this art, what this site I'm on is.
While you're looking that up, there's the whole thing. Past, like, I believe that the Black Diamond is in Blue Valley. We can use the weather patterns to track it.
What does the weather have to do with anything, Pat?
Black Diamond's fucking up the weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yo, the Black Diamond's making everything crazy. Everywhere else around us is beautiful and sunny, but we getting like storms and shit. It's because the Black Diamond is here.
Which made me think about that for a second. So when the Shade said last week that he wants to just pretty much drop the diamond in the bottom of like the deepest part of the ocean, would that mean right over that section of the ocean, it would just be really bad weather?
Maybe. Maybe it he'll might go to the Bermuda Triangle and drop it there because people avoid that anyway.
So I was like, gonna say, is that gonna be the new Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah, yeah. I had a script idea I was thinking of too, like centered around the Bermuda Triangle and like Haitian pirates and shit. It was gonna be pretty cool. Yeah.
I like pirates.
Pirates are dope. But then Courtney asked him, like, yo, is there anything else you're not telling me? And he lies, because we know, of course, that
there's a shit ton hiding that he's not telling.
He and Barbara have something big they're hiding, like, we can't tell them. So clearly they're gonna find out, because they say they can't tell them.
Yep, and they're just gonna be really upset that they didn't tell them.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the bad weather's rolling in. Baby Icicles at the mural he's painting when the, you know, the wet rain starts. So he goes to the school to use the paint studio there. Runs into the art teacher, who for some reason is also teaching history. But he sees the sketches in Baby Icicles' book of Courtney. And instead of being like, oh, you're creepy, he was just like, yeah, you found your muse.
It's
like,
cute.
It's cute. It's still kind of creepy, but it's
cute. No, it's definitely creepy, but it's still cute.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those, like, yeah, that's weird, but it is, yeah. I guess adorable. That's, you know.
I'm not against it.
Adorably creepy is what it
is. Yeah. That sounds about right.
Like, oh, that's so creepy. Let's see. Yeah, Courtney and Yolanda get there because they have summer school, and they just go into the classroom because Yolanda's like, yo, we need to go in here and talk about the weather. Because for some reason.
That wasn't like weird at all.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to make this person think that we believe that talking about the weather is more interesting than talking to him, because that's normal. And yeah. And they have that awkward moment there. Then the art teacher looks at Baby Ice. What's Baby Icicle's name again?
Cameron.
Yeah, looks at Cameron. He's just like, yo, and I quote, your art can say everything you can't. And I'm like, that's very profound. And also kind of creepy of you to be trying to hook these teenagers up. But, you know, whatever.
Right, like, teacher, what?
Yeah, The only thing that's like close to anything like that I've experienced my freshman year in high school, had a teacher that knew that I was dating somebody and also knew when we broke up because we were both in that class. And she was like, did you guys break up? Because it was just like the way we were talking or not talking. We walked into the class and she's like.
Her mother is Filipino.
Oh, the actress that plays Cindy?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to assume the parents in the show would be Japanese. And then for whatever reason, Cindy just...
You don't think they mingle?
What do you mean?
With other Asian nationalities.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I was trying to really think of a way. I'm
specifically talking about the Dragon King. Do you think the Dragon King mingles?
No.
That's what I meant. That's what I was asking. Okay, cool.
Oh, okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I thought you were setting me up for a very bad.
Oh, that time I wasn't. No. I was specifically talking about the show and not your racism toward Asians.
I'm not racist toward Asians.
I didn't say you were. I said I wasn't talking about that. Man, come out and like say you're not being racist. Then you accuse me of calling you racist. Like, what's happening here, Mara? What's happening?
I don't know.
Like, honestly, I'm a little hurt by it, you know? And I think it's because I'm Black.
Here we go.
We all know how you feel about Black people, so.
I am Black people.
Which makes it even worse. Makes it even worse. Honestly, like, I had to tweet the actor who plays Jimmy Olsen to comfort him after the things you said about him. Like,
no, you did
it's
not.
It's just...
No, you didn't.
You can't prove I didn't.
Did you say personally message or did you say tweet at him?
Well, I said tweeted. That doesn't mean the tweets didn't get deleted. So
why would you delete them?
Who said I deleted them? Maybe the government did it.
Why would the government delete tweets to comfort?
They've always been trying to stop me from doing good things, all right?
If you say so.
Mm-hmm. That's why they wouldn't let me post that video on YouTube. It was beautiful. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Anywho.
Anyways, Cindy's in the art studio. She tries to do the sympathy thing. You're like, sorry about your dad. And he's like,
tells her to take a hike and kick rocks.
Yeah. I remember what you said when your mother, when your mother died, like you never liked her anyway. You're just like, yeah, I don't buy that shit. You don't give a shit about anybody but you.
Right. And that
Eat
was your
dick,
mama.
Goodbye. So
I will go paint out in the rain, is what he said.
Yeah, and she almost gives him the blade, but then art teacher shows up and interrupts. So she sticks Calypso on the art teacher.
I literally wrote that in my notes too. It's like she sticks a Calypso on him.
Yeah. Did I say Calypso or Eclipso?
Eclipso. Either way, we're going to keep saying it.
Okay.
We'll get it by the finale at least.
Probably not. Let's see. Apparently the Shade is just waiting in Barbara's office. There's some back and forth there. He leaves her a magic business card.
He's just like, tell Courtney back the fuck off and stop looking for me and just let me do what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And leave.
Y'all mind your motherfucking business and let me do what I'm doing. Then I'll leave you alone. Like.
And he's just like, but if she happens to come across the diamond and tells you can come tell me
because I'm gonna get rid of it. Like, it's just,
it's very hard to believe that. It's like, I want to believe what he has said, where it's just like, I'm bored, I just want to drop this nigga in the ocean, But I know it's not that. I know it's not that.
He has yet to do anything to make me believe he's lying. So
I know. It's just like, I don't know.
You just have this preconceived notion that he's a bad guy, so you don't believe him. To me,
this is true.
It's just like the term bad guy is relative.
But I also think he's a
really It's a matter of perspective.
I also think but at the same time, it's funny. I'm also like, the Shade's a pretty cool nigga. I'm not gonna hold you.
Yeah.
Like, he has pretty interesting powers. He dresses sharp. You got to act like he's a cool dude, like in my book.
Drives a dope ass classic car, you know? He just basically be chilling, minding his business, like, don't come for me unless I send for you, kind of thing, you know? And this,
yeah, he was like, I haven't done anything to the city, or I mean, to the town, to signify that I'm trying to harm a hair on anyone's head here.
Yeah, I've just been minding my shade ass business. And
I'm just over here being shady.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. And y'all come to my house fucking with me. And I basically, when you came, I put you all in your place and sent you all on your way. I could have killed every last one of you when you were in that dining room with me, but I chose not to.
But I didn't.
I chose not to.
Growth.
Exactly. Which leads me to believe he's really not the real evil here. So it's just...
Yeah, I'm kind of hesitant to say that Eclipso is.
Yeah, I'm thinking Eclipso is, and the Shade is like, you know, legit.
Small fries.
Legit in his claim of what he just wants to, you know, get rid of Eclipso because we can't have
small potatoes.
Yeah. I don't think he's necessarily small potatoes. I think it's just more the fact that, like, with Eclipso there, he's just like, yo, we can't have Eclipso around. Like,
yeah, he's like, pick your battles wisely.
Yeah. Like, you,
I'm not a problem right now.
Honestly, right now, and I don't think I'll be a problem because I don't give a shit about you. So,
right. You have, like, I'm not here.
You haven't seen me in decades because I
don't want to be here.
I have zero interest in you. So,
because Courtney came at him with the, you here, so we got to fight. And it's just like, whoa, 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 baby, whoa. I ain't even do anything.
Yeah, I'm not here to fight you. Like, I'm here for a very specific reason, and I'll be on my way. Because I want nothing to, like, I'm all about people who just like, yo, I'm here to do one thing. Let me do my thing, and I'm going to leave. Like, I haven't Shade caused any trouble. I haven't fucked nobody.
I'm here to get this diamond and fuck bitches, and I'm all out of bitches.
Basically. Cause you know he be getting them. Like, it's just like, you know.
You know he could if he wanted to.
Somebody, you know, who got it like that got bitches.
You know he do.
I'm like, you know, honestly, when I see his powers and look at everybody else's powers, like, Shay got the best powers. Icicle was kind of cool too, but Shay got the best powers.
Until he was out here just killing kids though, all willy nilly.
Well, yeah, how you use the powers is one thing. I'm talking about the powers themselves, though, pretty fucking cool. Like,
okay. When he throws that one dude in the hotel room.
Like, I feel like I'd have to fight the urge to randomly freeze people's feet to the ground. Like, that would be my thing. I'd just be sitting down, like, at a bar or something. When somebody sitting at the stool next to me just kind of freeze their foot to the stool and then leave.
Bye. Good luck getting out of here.
Yeah, and not even say anything, just leave. And just have it all playing out in my head. Like, I wonder how he's going to try to get out of there. I mean, eventually it'll melt because we're inside. But like,
you're like, I wonder how long that's going to take to melt.
Yeah. Which is one of those things, like, I'm glad I don't have superpowers because I would 100% abuse them.
Yeah, because I would just be wanting to test the limits of, like, how far can I push this?
Mm-hmm. Like, if I had Black Lightning's power, like...
I couldn't work at my job if I had Black Lightning's power. I don't think I could... Something tells me that's not ESD safe.
Probably not. But like, that's one of those things, like, you never have to charge your phone again.
There is that.
Anyway, we're still talking about Stargirl, though. So Rick's on his way to go feed Grundy. We know that because there's like piles of food on his front seat. He starts remembering the day that Grundy killed his parents. They were all taken off because, like, yeah, we got to go. You stay here with your uncle. We're going to take off. And Grundy's in the street and kills him. He sees Baby Icicle painting the mural. They do this weird stare down thing, which is like, okay, why are we doing this? Like, Baby Icicle didn't do nothing to you. And you ain't do nothing to Baby Icicle. So, like, what's your issue here? Why is this happening?
Yeah, like, I was like, Rick over here being a whole fucking weirdo.
For no reason. For no reason. Just go feed your pet zombie dude. Like, what are you...
Right. Go bait this dude and then go about your day.
Yeah.
We'll be here honking at niggas for whatever reason.
Right. So... back to the rest of the crew, past like, all right, we're going to use the weather patterns to find Eclipso. But Beth's like, yo, I heard Dr. Midnight. Past like, you ain't hear Dr. Midnight. He's dead.
Like, he's mad dead, like super dead.
And she's like, no, he ain't dead. I heard him. And blah, 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 blah.
Teenage Tope. She's trying to convince him, and Rick backs her up.
And to which Pat says, yeah, okay. Well, let's say he is, sure. But until we figure something out with that, let's focus on what we already got right here, because
let's deal with what we got. Let's deal with what we've been given right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because y'all are teenagers and you do dumb shit. So I don't have time for your dumb shit right now. Let's see. Back to the
girls
school.
Are in class.
Yeah, yeah, art teacher who for some reason is teaching history. I still don't understand why they are teachers teaching history.
It seems like he's probably teaching everything.
Yeah. Like, I had random, like, when I was in high school, random coaches that were teaching other subjects, you know? Like, freshman football coach, like the freshman head coach for the football team, also taught algebra.
The only reason why.
And then, like, the soccer coach also taught world history.
I feel like the only reason why that happens is because I feel like a lot of time those teachers don't get paid the same by the subject. So like a teacher who probably would usually teach world history is like, nah, I ain't trying to be here for that. But a gym teacher or an art teacher who may not get paid as much might be like, I will definitely do that for extra money.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my assumption. I mean, I don't know how like teacher salaries work and shit, but that would be my assumption.
Yeah, my world history teacher my freshman year like was one of those who just, I feel like he, like you said, was just there for the check. I learned nothing in that class. Had no idea what was happening in that class. Like, I feel bribed like
summer
my
school
way
to... is not to teach you anything. It's really just to make sure you just keep going.
Yeah, like I bribed my way out of, you know, into passing that class because like finals came around. I'm like, yeah, I learned nothing. But like he gave us an extra credit project to do. I did mine on Tupac and Biggie. And I gave him a CD to use and he lost my CD. And so he owed me an A. So he gave it to me. So I passed world history.
Hey.
I 100% would not have passed world history had he not lost my CD. Oh, but I did. Like, weird thing too. Same way I passed. Well, not the same way. But I passed psychology and I was not supposed to pass psychology.
I feel like I passed a lot of classes that I was actually like, how?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, so where are we at on this grade? And he's like, you technically shouldn't pass. You owe me a t-shirt from college that you go to. I'm I'm like, bet. He never got that t-shirt.
Oh my God.
But here's the thing. My girlfriend at the time was on the tennis team. He was also a tennis coach. The theme here. She was pretty fucking dope at tennis. So like, she talked him to the point where she was like, yo, it's let cool.
Him, let him do.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Lesson for you kids. Make the right friends. Date the right people.
But back to this teacher.
Oh, we're talking about Stargirl right now. Yeah. Yeah. We are teacher not talking teaching, about my high school days.
Teacher teaching subjects that they don't usually teach. The art teacher lets them out early because he's not feeling well. And he starts coughing up paint.
Yeah. Yeah. Puking up paint. His right eye is glowing. Yeah. Mike does some dumb shit.
Trying to buy a car for the team.
Yeah.
Pat suggests that they do a project that they can do together because Pat's like, we don't need this.
Yeah, so we're going to figure out something for you to do because this you figuring out things to do on your own is not working out. So we're going to figure out a project for us to work on and you can still help the JSA in another way. Because we don't need you being a lost soul out here, you know. Courtney and Yolanda see Baby Icicle at his mural.
Cameron.
Yeah. And Courtney's like, yo, I'm going to talk to him. Go away. And Yolanda's like, but. And Courtney's like, go the fuck away. Like,
Courtney's like, I'm going to try and be a regular kid. For 1 minute.
Like, listen, I will never get to ride his dick if you don't leave me alone. So go away.
Goodbye.
Yeah. He shows her the sketches. It's like, oh, I like them. You drew me. Blah, 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 blah. Because, you know, teenagers don't realize how creepy that is.
Yeah, at this age, that's creepy.
Yeah, but she gets all giggly and shit. Cut back to the art teacher. He's still going through it. Eclipso's talking to him like he's like, yo, I'm your muse. I'm your muse. Da-da-da.
Sounds like Eclipso's in love with the teacher.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, you're not like giving him pleasure right now though. Like, I feel like you should pleasure him somehow.
There's hotlines for this.
Basically. So our teacher starts painting something. We don't know what it is yet. Cameron brings Courtney back to the house because, you know, that's a thing. I don't know why she just followed him home.
Right. Since when do we just go to people's houses?
Because she wants to ride his dick. What you mean why? Since when? Like that's when. That's why. You know, that's the thing, you know.
I guess.
She wants to play with his icicle.
That's a horrible joke.
I know, isn't it? But I'm so proud of it. We get that almost kiss moment, but she starts getting messages from the crew. Back-to-back messages, like a fucking weirdo. Like, yo, she got the first one. Why are you like messaging her back-to-back like within a minute?
Yeah.
Like, give her time to respond, nigga. Like, what is...
Give me time to open it.
Yeah, like, damn.
This is why I enjoy having red receipts on. Because I'd be like, if you don't see that shit say red at whatever time, don't text me again. Because you know I didn't read it the first... You know I didn't read the first one yet.
I feel like Yolanda just out here blocking. And I'm not a fan of that. I don't like people that be blocking for no reason. Like, why are you out here hating right now?
It's not a good look, Yolanda.
It's not. Do better. So yeah, Beth found something in the weather patterns, apparently, so they track it to the school. There's an electrical disturbance inside. They go into the art studio, but no art teacher. Weird vortex-looking painting thing on the wall that the teacher was painting. Then they look at some other paintings and Yolanda sees brainwaves. She starts freaking out, headaches and shit. There's this weird face thing coming out of the painting vortex, whatever the fuck, towards that Courtney. Shit
was creepy.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is some, okay, more crazy shit's happening, shit's spinning, things are coming out of the paintings and all that, and it's just like, oh, okay. Yolanda seeing Brainwave, Rick seeing Grundy, Beth is seeing her parents. There's this weird blob thing that crawls out of the wall and crawling up the walls and shit that Courtney's following. Apparently, that's the art teacher. But he says, like, I see only darkness. And she's like, do you see this light? With her little staff thing. You see the light. Like, focus on the light. It. Touch the light. Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
She said, grab it. And his eyes and his mouth started glowing. And I was like, that does not look like it's good for him.
Or maybe it's amazing for him.
It could be. But I was like, I don't know. Whenever I see people's faces glow like that, it's not normally a good thing.
It could mean he was having the greatest orgasm in all of human history.
I'm sure it did not come to that, Travis.
You don't know that.
I don't, but not everything comes back to an orgasm.
I didn't say everything comes back to an orgasm. I said this does.
Whatever.
Just because you've never had somebody make your eyes, nose, and mouth glow don't mean that the art teacher didn't have that happen just then.
Well, then that means it's real. Eclipso is evil.
Because he made his eyes, nose, and mouth glow?
But then there's so many repercussions that happen afterwards.
How you know? You never had your eyes, nose, and mouth glow?
In a mental facility at the moment.
I mean, listen. The day you have an orgasm that good.
I don't want to be locked up.
And you realize nothing else will ever compare to that. I mean, you'd end up in a mental institution too.
Yes.
Like the downstream ramifications of experiencing that much pleasure must be immense. I don't envy him, but I also do envy him at the same time. To have known something that pleasurable. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm good on my eyes and my mouth glowing.
How you know you've never felt it?
I'm good.
You don't know that though.
But
I think you are until you felt it.
And I don't want to, because then nothing else.
You think you don't.
But then that means you have to find a way for it to happen again.
No, and you don't. To have experienced it once might be enough.
No, I'd rather be dead.
You don't know that though, because you haven't felt it.
I know how, I have a very addictive nature, Travis. I know for a fact that would not become a good thing. I'd rather be dead then. Experience it and die.
Or you just move in with Courtney and she just have to keep poking you with her staff.
I guess that would get tiring over time. Like, I'd rather just do it myself, and it's not going to work the same. So
that's what she said. Let's see. Talked about that. Everything stops, and I was like, "Yo, is he dead?" No, he's not dead, but he's on the ground talking about I lost my muse. Pat's talking to the team. They are not okay. Naturally, because they went through some crazy shit, except Courtney. Like, Courtney really didn't go through none. She just pulled out her stick.
Because she has the staff. Yeah. He couldn't get close to her.
Yeah, so Pat's like, yo, Calypso's getting stronger because he didn't have the diamond on him. Beth then confronts her parents. They're like, yo, we haven't decided if we're actually going through with the divorce or not.
Which is even more frustrating for Beth.
And then they're like, yeah, but I got to go to work right now, so we'll talk about this later. And just like.
And just left what? It. Motherfucker, you better call your job and tell them you're not going.
I'd pick up the phone right then and call the hospital. Like, yeah, my mother's not going to make it to work right now because she has to talk to me.
Because she has to talk to me or I'm going to kill her.
Yeah, basically. Like, she needs to stay in this house, because if they leave this house, there won't be a house when they get back.
Yeah, or she will literally need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, no. Let them go to the hospital and I will burn this motherfucker down. There will be no house when she gets back.
They'd be like, figure that out, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Now, on top of deciding whether or not you're getting divorced, you need to decide what house you're going to live in. And me, because I'm your responsibility. So.
Right. Now you have no house to fight over in a divorce.
Mm-hmm. What y'all going to do now?
Make it work.
And I will live stream the entire thing. I'm a troubled youth.
I'd be like, yeah, my room is gone, but
I just need therapy. I don't need to go to jail. I need therapy. Help me. You can afford it. I'm a child of a doctor. Send me to therapy.
And whatever else her father does.
I think he's some kind of medical professional too. I don't know. He might be a pharmacist or something. I don't know.
Something high up there.
Yeah. Yeah. To the point they can afford to send their kid to therapy is my point.
With no copay.
Exactly. They got that good insurance. Then we get back to Cindy talking with her new ISA, and she's like, yo, Mike is the last piece of the puzzle. Fuck Cameron. We ain't got time for his nonsense. Then we go back to Cameron at this mural, and he's like, okay, oh no, it hurts because baby icicle just got icy. So,
bam. It's finna be cold next week.
Mm-hmm. But that was Stargirl.
Let's wrap on up with Legends of Tomorrow.
The finale of Legends of Tomorrow. Season finale, not the series finale, because for some reason they're still going to make this show.
It's coming back for season 7 in October.
And the beginning of this episode was one of the most annoying things I've ever encountered on television.
The title of the episode is called The Fungus Among Us.
Yeah. So we ended last episode with a huge explosion that Mick was just in the middle of. And we're like, oh no, what happened? Is Mick gonna survive somehow? Because he was consumed by that fireball of an explosion.
Nope, he's okay.
We cooked this episode. He just blew him out of the room. He's fine. And we're back off to the race. I'm like, oh, fuck you.
We're back to our regularly scheduled programming. We're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, and I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Like, I hate this so much.
But then, so they find out that Gideon's mainframe is destroyed. And Bishop stole Kayla's ship. So they're where they are. I didn't realize that Barad was missing most of the last episode until he popped up. And they were just like, oh my God, B. And I was like, where the fuck have you been?
Yeah, he said he was going to visit the family.
Oh, okay. I totally forgot about that. Because I was just like, yo, where the fuck did he go?
He's been really of no consequence the last few episodes, so it was just like...
Ever since they got Sarah back, like...
Yeah, he was... Like, he had his thing where he was like, oh, that was my favorite show, so this is kind of my thing here. Other than that, he really has been of no consequence. He, like, kind of complained about John for a while, but he didn't really contribute anything. So it was just like, if he wasn't there, you didn't miss him because Zari was there. So it was just like,
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I forgot that he said he was going, and I didn't realize that he was gone until he showed up here.
Yeah, if Zari's there, you really don't miss him.
But then, so Astra and Zari tell the team about what happened to John and Spooner last episode, and the rest of the team gets to meet Spooner's mother because she's still out cold.
Yeah.
Kayla and Mick are co-parenting, and Mick tells Kayla that he wants to stay in the eggs' lives.
Yeah, she's confused because she's like, yo, in our culture, the mother raises the kids alone. But he's like, yeah, fuck that. I missed my daughter growing up, and I'm not doing it again. So
he's like, it's a new day and time now. I'm gonna be around for these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Asha was saying that the fountain and Spooner are linked to each other when they see some shit crash into the earth and it's an alien. Spooner's talking.
Same ones that poisoned Sarah on that planet.
Yeah. I forget what they're called.
Yeah.
Spooner is talking in his sleep, which warns them that an alien's kind of coming. And when they defeat that one alien, he sends out a beacon.
There's two of them.
When they beat the two of them, one of them sends a beacon out, and which is probably, you know, what they assume is like gonna call more.
They were just scouts, so yeah. It turns out the fountain isn't fully dead yet.
It's healed.
Yeah.
And John's a mushroom.
Yeah, John's a black mushroom.
Or he's in the mushroom.
I haven't really figured out which one yet.
Yeah. But yes, they talk about, like, you know, the mushroom. Kayla offers to Mick for her to join her, you know, going forward.
Yeah, let's run away. Come with me, you know. And you're like, no, I'm not leaving my folks. Also, there's a thing where Sarah's like, yo, Bishop's plan is basically for everyone but him and me to die. We'd be the only two left, kind of like an Adam and Eve kind of situation.
Oh, right. I did forget. Oh, yeah, that was coming up right next, because Kayla fixed Gideon. And when Gideon came back online, she was interrupted by pre-recorded by Bishop, which pretty much said, I want to be Adam and Eve with you, Sarah.
That was the whole thing before that bear. I was like, yo, John is alive.
Let's eat the mushroom.
Eat the mushroom so we can see John.
Don't eat the mushroom. Eat the mushroom.
They're like, yo, we got to play a game called What Would Sarah Never Do? You know what Sarah would never do? Eat the mushroom.
And what did she do? Ate a piece of the mushroom.
Yeah.
She says, no, we should not eat the mushroom. Eats a piece of the mushroom.
Oh, they also decided they were going to go back in time and get young Bishop to make an antidote for Spooner.
Yes. And they see Ava Prime. They get Bishop from 2022. And that's when B starts talking about that everyone should eat the mushroom. Mm-hmm. And Sarah eats the piece of the mushroom. And she sees John, who says, I'm not alive, but I'm present. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
Sounds like somebody who's on meth.
Yeah, you know? So Sarah tells the team about what her and John spoke about. And I was like, this bitch sound high as fuck. We are all connected. You know, when Spooner wakes up, Sarah tells Ava, let's get married now, because literally that's something I would not do. And the world's ending. Let's
get married.
And so they
at the altar in your white dress. We ain't getting no younger. We might as well do it, because we gonna die tonight. All right, go ahead.
I'm dead. So they start like this little montage of them getting shit together for the wedding. Spooner tells her mom that she has to go because she can't protect her at all times. And I just wish Spooner's mom could just go be in the present time so Spooner could eventually just return to her. But then she could also return to her in the past. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Spooner needs mommy time is what you're saying.
Yeah. And then Ava's freaking out about her vows because she didn't have them together yet. But she was like, but Sarah has hers and Sarah don't plan for nothing. So I'm freaking out. Gary talks her down and she says, can you walk me down the aisle?
Yes, Gary, will you be my daddy?
And then so Mick walks Sarah down the aisle. And then I started wondering, is this the first Arrowverse LGBT wedding?
Think so, because Alex hasn't gotten married. I don't think any of the LGBTQ community has gotten married yet on Arrowverse.
Okay. I mean, Sophie got married, but she married a straight white man, so I don't know if that counts.
Did they get married?
I was 99% sure that they were already married.
I think they were engaged. I don't think they got married.
We'll look that up.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure that Sophie just got engaged. They weren't married.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't an LGBTQ wedding anyway. So even if they were, it doesn't count.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying, like, her in general, like, she's part of the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, yeah.
But so Ava says her vows. Kayla's ship shows up and we got Bishop. Well, current Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
And all these other aliens show up. I'm not gonna lie, I stopped looking for a few minutes and I just kept like, oh shit.
Yeah, it was like, the aliens invade.
Yeah, the aliens invaded and Barad got hurt, and then we figure out, oh, and Sarah's trying to cut his arm off, and then Spooner transferred Sarah's healing powers to Barad.
Yeah, so, Spooner's abilities, she's able to transfer other people's powers to other people.
Yeah, within range.
Mm.
So, yeah, that happened. That was a whole bunch of magical musical chairs with powers and shit. So,
oh, we then forgot. You talk about Gary walking Ava down the aisle. We didn't talk about my favorite moment of the episode though,
because
Mick walks Sarah down the aisle, and that awkward moment at the end was like just
they were my just like, thing. Like, do we hug? Do we shake hands? Yeah, like, what do we do?
It's one of the things they turned into, like, you know what? I get it. You get it. Do your thing. And they just got it. Like, oh, that was so perfect.
Yeah, they were married.
Oh, okay.
Sophie Moore. She's the estranged daughter of Diane Moore, the older sister of Jordan Moore, the separated wife of Tyler, and the ex-girlfriend of Kate Kane.
Okay. They were actually married. Okay.
Yeah, I could have swore she had said she had gotten married. That's what made it, because she used that nigga as a whole beard.
Yeah, yeah. I thought they were just engaged. My bad.
It's okay. That relationship looked so short to us. You would have thought it was probably just it just looked like it.
Yeah.
But so while the aliens are attacking the house, Sarah and Ava were like, well, at least we got married. And
well, before that though, because I like the fact they all were just like, yo, it's alien battle time, let's get ready to fight. Then they see how many are coming, they're like, oh, wait a minute, y'all, fuck that. And they
run. They're just like, oh, this ain't it.
Yeah, yeah.
But so while that's all happening, Nate says, but you guys didn't say your I do's yet. So, of course, this is the moment where they decide, let's do our I do's.
And Kayla's like, yo, I can hold them off. She goes into her alien form. Then they kiss. Then they all glow and the aliens die. They kill the aliens with the power of friendship, Mara. You know I hate that shit. You know I hate that shit. It's not quite as bad as the Flash beating all the mirror people with the Care Bear stare, but it's pretty fucking close.
Is it better than when they defeated, I forget who, with Bebo? When they all joined together and became Bebo?
No, that was actually funny. So they had that going for it. This was neither funny nor good. Like, the Bebo thing wasn't necessarily good, but that at least made me chuckle. Like, they came together, brought their powers of their little totems, of the totems together, and they formed this thing, and like it turned out to be Bebo, which is just like, heh, that's kind of funny. Okay. But this thing, they all made a circle, they kissed, and the power of their love and friendship killed all the aliens, Mara. That's what happened.
That's how it works.
I hate that shit.
I know.
Like, you can do that exactly once in your entire shared universe. And even that once will annoy me, but I'll let it slide one time. But this is like the 78th time they've done this in the Arrowverse. Of course, that's an exaggeration, I know.
It is.
But they've done it far too many times. Once is kind of too many, but passable. Once you hit the second time, you owe me an apology. Anyway, they do that. Bishop comes back. He's pissed. He's about to just kill everybody. But then the eggs hatch. And the eggs eat Bishop because they're really hungry when they first hatch.
And they were so cute. They're like little mini octopuses.
Again, I wasn't watching this one alone either. And same reaction. Turns out Constantine is alive. He sold his soul to another demon to get his life back. Tells Zarya, I gotta leave the legends, I gotta walk a different path. What were you saying?
I was gonna say, like, when everything ended, I was like, so is John still just dead? Like,
had he not sold his soul to another demon, he would have been. But yeah, he has to leave the legends, he gotta walk another path. Gives her a key.
I assumed it was to the house, but
that's what I'm guessing, but it might be to something else.
Yeah, because he said you'll see, because she asked what it was and he said you'll see, and I was like,
yeah, if it was the mansion, he would have just told her it was the mansion.
He's so, like, yeah, you can just use the house whenever you want, love. Like,
yeah, he would have just said that. So the key is something else. Also, Mick is leaving with Kayla, and I'm like, so we're gonna do Legends without Mick? I don't want to watch the show at all anymore.
I know, but you knew this was coming.
That doesn't make it any better.
I know.
So yeah, they're getting ready to leave. They're walking up to the Wave Rider, but then the Wave Rider gets destroyed by the Wave Rider.
Yeah, so, by like another Wave Rider. I was like, make that make sense.
And I'm guessing the next season will make that make sense, Mar.
We'll see you in October.
But yeah, that was Legends.
Wait, not October, because we're in September. Whenever they come back.
Yeah, what comes back in October?
I don't know. I feel like I've seen something coming.
They've started filming stuff again, so I don't know what's happening when. We'll see. It's just everything's all weird because COVID just fucked us all over. It's
still here.
Because motherfuckers won't wear a goddamn mask. And it's just like, bruh, just wear your mask and social distance so we can get everything together again and I can start going to strip clubs again.
Yeah, I don't know why. I have this notion that everything's coming back in the fall, and I have no idea why I think that.
There are most things are coming back in the fall. Everything I think except for Superman and Lois and Legends is coming back in the fall.
Okay. I mean, fall is very quick. That's how I was.
Yeah,
that's
I was so when I say that, I mean like in October. We'll see.
Batwoman comes back October 13th, The Flash November 16th.
Yeah. Batwoman, Flash, Supergirl's gone.
That's it.
Yeah. So just two of the shows. Okay. Yeah, because Black Lightning is gone too. All right, Mara. Well, who's winning this week?
I wanted to say it was kind of a tie between Sarah and Ava because they got married.
That's a good one. I think I'll go with you on that one. The Shade was close behind them, but I'm
yeah.
But I'll go with Sarah/Ava on this one. It's a double win with the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Mick had new babies, you know.
I just think like 48 babies is a lot.
It's a lot of babies. So is that really a win? You're right.
No.
But we got the first LGBTQ wedding on the Arrowverse. So yeah, I'll go with you on that one. Sarah and Ava winning this week.
Mm-hmm.
Who's losing?
Kara.
Why Kara?
Because I was kind of unclear as to the limitations of what she can and cannot do at the very moment. I mean, aside from the fact that she froze her.
Yeah. I mean, she called Mixie in, though, so.
Yeah. But I mean, like, we don't know what's going to come of that. And that, like, in my brain, the way I saw that going, I was like, watch Nixley, like, stab him and he just dies in the first 5 minutes. And then it's just like, who helps you now, Kara?
It's true. This is true.
Because, like, in that moment, because Kara is really what I'm assuming is defenseless and she's just there, I'd be like, yo, you definitely losing. It was either that or the teacher to me.
I was going back and forth between the teacher and Constantine. I think I'm going to go to Constantine because he had to sell his soul to another demon. So I'm going to go with Constantine. Well, all right. I think that'll be it for this week's episode of Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow, Mara. What do you think?
I think we're good.
All right. Well, then, you know what? You can follow us on both Twitter and Instagram at The Creation World. That is at T-H-E-C-R-E-A-T-I-A World. As always, I'm not going to tell you how to spell world. Get your life together if you cannot. Also, follow me on both Twitter and Instagram at Sir_Cussalot. That is at Sir_Cussalott. Mara, where can they find you?
Twitter and Instagram at Mara the Shark, MaraDaSharK.
Also, if you're listening to this, I got a link in the description of this podcast. That link takes you to our YouTube. Click the link and subscribe to the YouTube. I don't ask for much. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. If you want to throw some money our way, there are other ways to do that. That being the Patreon, and we would appreciate that as well, where you get some extra perks. You know, just a dollar gets you our extra content a year, not a year, a month ahead of time, you know? You can do that. I would appreciate that as well.
As would I.
But, you know, if you don't even want to, you know, pay a dollar, just go to YouTube, hit the subscribe button.
Also would appreciate that, too.
No, link in the description. Just click that link, go to the YouTube, subscribe. I'm not even going to ask you to ring that bell for the little notifications. No, just hit the subscribe button.
Hit the plus.
Just do that. Also, if you're a wrestling fan, there's the Smackin' It Raw podcast featuring the Warden Matt Ritter and Vince Daddy Delgado, the porn up poppy himself. Apparently, a couple weeks ago, we made our surprise appearance, Mara. It's people's favorite episode.
Of course it is.
Because before you got it, I don't. You didn't see it because you weren't in there yet. But when I popped in, I basically went in there and started just causing all kinds of havoc before they let you in.
He's probably just like, why are you in here? Why is Mara trying to get in here?
It was. And I'm like, why haven't you let her in yet?
Open the door.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Why haven't you let her in yet? What the fuck are you doing?
It's cold outside.
Yeah, yeah. And then as they started talking more wrestling stuff, I just, you know, just like, do whatever, just throwing Matt off as much as I could because that's my favorite thing to do. But yeah, check out Smackin' It Raw. And they also have a Facebook group, facebook.com/group/Smackin' It Raw. But this particular podcast also has its own Facebook group. Mara, what's that Facebook group?
facebook.com/Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow.
That's not it.
The group?
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
facebook.com/group/Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow.
You left out the slash groups part.
They would have got it eventually.
Would they though?
160 episodes of this? I would hope so.
Well, I would hope that 160 episodes of this podcast, they would click the fucking link in the description and subscribe to the YouTube, but they don't. So,
touche.
What do you want from me?
I'm just saying.
All right, we're going to end this here.
All right.
We plugged our Twitters and Instagrams, right?
I think so. It's all the creation world.
What about our personal shit? I said mine. Did you say yours?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll end this here then. We'll catch y'all next time. Until then, we out.
Laters.